'Cause every other city I go, even on the radio, no matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city I go, I see the same shitty hoes in the studios, kicking in the videos. It's gotta be the same ass and thighs. Use a groupie, baby, do not look surprised. That's my Tupac imitation. I keep rapping, but I don't remember the rest of the song because I have not listened to Tupac's greatest hits in a while. That is an obvious fault on my part, because one should listen to Tupac on a regular basis.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and fucking moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That is how it's probably going to turn out. Welcome to episode 150 of Stating the Obvious. It's taken me 9 long years to get here because I fuck off a lot of the time and don't record the podcast and do this when I want to. But I am still the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect. It homes in and destroys stupid motherfucking statists all around the world. Because you're everywhere out there, you fucking statist. You're just everywhere. You populate the whole fucking planet. You breed like rats. You should be mowed down with machine guns. But unfortunately, there aren't that many bullets. Cynical Libertarian Society is on the internet, CYNLIBSOC.com. You can send us email, love mail, hate mail, naked pictures, wherever the fuck you want to email. You can email that to God. That's G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, in the control room right over there on the other side of the glass. Seen but not heard is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is hanging out doing her whatever she does over there, which is mostly keeping me on track and telling me that I'm talking too loud into the microphone and shit like that. I am hanging out here in the palatial recording studios of the Cynical Libertarian Society, trying to talk. I have here my nice big mug of hot. What the hell is this stuff? This is pomegranate and blueberry green tea. I love this stuff. This shit is delicious. Just brewed this up. Hanging out here. Had a little snow in Fort Collins this morning. I'm here. Episode 150 of Stating the Obvious. Welcome. That little bout of silence there, that was me throwing away my tea bag. Oh, tea bag. Ha. Oh, tea bag. Oh, let's call the Tea Party people tea baggers. Oh, it's so funny. We're so intelligent. We're liberals. Oh, we're so smart. Oh, God. All right. Anyways. That was me taking a drink of tea. And yes, what? I know, it's because I'm talking loud now. Randy is telling me that I'm fucking talking too loud for the microphone, which we knew that was going to happen. It happens every time. You want me to back the fuck up before I get jacked the fuck up? Is that what you're saying? All right, hang on. Let me fucking move the microphone. We do the sound check and everything looks great, and then I start talking, we go live, and my fucking volume cranks up. Because that's just how I roll. Speaking of how I roll, so today, for episode 150, we have a very special episode of Stating the Obvious. Special, special episode that you're going to treasure for the rest of your life. That I'm going to treasure for the rest of your life. I've been meaning to do this for a while. I got a shit ton of notes. What? Randy is... She's... Alright, what if... Oh yes, thank you. Today is the 30th of October, 2013. The 1st of November will be 9 years of Stating the Obvious. 9 years of my brilliance. 9 years. 9 years that I have actually actively been thinking about political, social, economic, philosophical issues. It's been 9 years that I have actively been engaging in the path. And as I look back down this path, looking back at stuff I've done, that I've written, the podcast I did in the early days and everything, it's really interesting to me to see my progression from being essentially, because when I started doing this, you know, long before Stating the Obvious, I was, of course, a theist and I was a liberal Democrat and I went through my Republican phase and I went through my atheist phase and all this other stuff. When I started doing Stating the Obvious, I was probably what I would call a minarchist with right-wing tendencies. Otherwise known as an idiot, but that's okay. But see, the beautiful thing is, like, a good movie has character development and you see people change throughout the movie. The great thing about Stating the Obvious is that it has character development. As these 9 years have gone by and as I have actively thought about social, political, economic, moral, philosophical issues instead of simply mindlessly believing what's on the television, it's allowed me to progress from being a right-leaning minarchist to being a full-blown ANCAP. And it's this ability to think and to process and then to actually alter my beliefs to match reality as opposed to blinding myself to reality so that I can continue to believe that, you know, Obama is the Messiah or that, you know, George Bush protected us from the terrorist or that we need the Federal Reserve or, you know, that without the government, who would build the roads and all this other shit. And that was a big buildup, and I'm not even sure where I was going with that. Oh, I was just talking about the fact that over the last 9 years, I have progressed in the way I think. And, okay, hot girl is walking by outside the window. Yes, we have windows at the Cynical Libertarian Society here, so I can see the hot girls walking outside, although it's cold and she is bundled up, but she's still cute. All right, girl walked by, and then my brain is completely blanked. Randy, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yes, my 9-year progression. So over 9 years, I've migrated from being right-leaning minarchist to full-all-on ANCAP. And this is one of the things that separates me from those of you who are stupid, is your inability to look at reality, to actually think about reality, to process information, and then to change your beliefs. You know, it's the way you cling to your belief that there's an invisible man in the sky, or the way you cling to your belief that there is, you know, that we need the government. All this other shit. So anyhow, that was me doing my William Shatner for a minute there. This, Spock, this is my ship. This is, what? Randy's telling me to focus. You know how I get when I get in front of the microphone? I love to hear the sound of my own voice. Oh, fuck yes. I also love this hot tea. God damn, this shit's good. Hold on. All right, I had to turn that light off because it was driving me insane. Okay, Randy, where are we? We're like, We're 8 minutes into the podcast. Are we ready to start? I'm ready to start. Are we ready to start? I'm ready to start. Okay, everything you heard before this was just me babbling. Ready? Eight minutes and 30 seconds. We're going to start. Here we go. Welcome to episode 150 of the Stating the Obvious podcast from the Cynical Libertarian Society. And this, my friends, and I use the term friends loosely. This is the episode entitled, Fuck You and Fuck Your Feelings. Because here at the Cynical Libertarian Society, I am really fucking sick of you cocksucking motherfuckers telling me, but great one, in the podcast, you said people who support Obama support a murderer, and oh, you're racist, and you hurt my fucking feelings. And I am really fucking sick of hearing you fucking low-life motherfuckers talk about your goddamn fucking feelings. And this entire fucking podcast is going to be about why you can take your fucking feelings and you can shove them up your fucking ass. All right? We have, by we I mean me, because you don't fucking count because you're a fucking statist. I have a list of 27 reasons you can shove your feelings up your fucking ass. Here we go. Reason number 0. Oh wait, this isn't actually a reason you can shove. This is a statement. Hey, I maintained for a while. Hold on, Randy. I gotta fucking tweak something here. I know. I'm fucking tweaking shit all the time. That was microphone noise while I tweaked the microphone stand. Yes! See, look how beautiful that waveform. I know! All right. Randy's telling me to stop talking about the fucking microphone and to do the podcast. See, this is why I keep her around, because otherwise the podcast would just be 17 hours of me rambling about shit. I know! All right! I'm doing the list now. She's going to come in here and kick my ass. Reason number zero, statement. When I hear other ANCAPs saying they don't want to offend people, this kind of pisses me off. There are other, I get this, that there are other ANCAPs out there who do their media, their podcast, their video cast, whatever, like Stefan Molyneux, Freedom Fiends, Ben Stone, all of which are awesome. There's a lot of others, you know, and a lot of them I know are trying to persuade people, and I can get that, right? And you persuade people by being nice to them. What's that, fuck is that guy's name? Shit. Aruni did a video cast a while back where he talked about essentially, you know, being polite to people, and you can persuade people by leaving them a way out and not backing them into a corner, you know, and essentially nuking them intellectually, not physically nuking them, but nuking, you know. So anyhow, and I get all of that, you know, the catch more flies with sugar than shit, whatever, you know, I mean, I get all of that shit. But there also comes this point that I look at these ANCAPs and I think to myself, which part of the 99% of the population around us wants to murder us do you not understand? Right? If you believe that it's wrong to murder people in foreign countries with flying robots, you know, if you believe that the fact that we have the highest incarceration rate out of any country on the planet, you know, if you believe that all of these laws and all of these putting people in prison, if you believe all this shit is wrong, then 99%ers want to kill you. If you believe you shouldn't have to pay income taxes to the government, you know, the 99%ers want you to die. These people want you put into a cage. They want your freedom taken away from you. And if you resist, they want you to be killed. And so while I get that there are ANCAPs out there creating media who are trying to persuade the 99%ers to stop being statist, I'm not one of them. If you're a statist, I'm not here to persuade you that killing other people is wrong by being nice to you. I'm here to shit in your face, because you're a fucking murderer. And the idea that you should be treated with any kind of respect or dignity fucking makes me sick. Because you're a fucking statist. You believe that other people should be murdered for your personal benefit. And the idea that somebody that fucked up deserves respect is something that I just can't fly with. Okay, let's go down the list before we run out of time. Because I babble a lot, right, Randy? Thank you. Number one, if I piss you off enough, you might think it's the Larry Wingate approach. And it is the Larry Wingate approach. You know, Larry Wingate makes the point in one, maybe all of his books, that if you just tell people how wonderful they are all the time, and you know, if you tell people, oh, everything you're doing is great, and yada, then what's their motivation to fucking change what they're doing, right? If you're all fat and flabby, women have this problem, right? This is why the whole fat women thing is, you know, women who are fat, so they're going, oh, but you're beautiful even though you're overweight, and men should love you the way you... No, you're fucking fat. Lose some fucking weight. And this is why we have so many fat people in our society, because we have this entire fat acceptance movement, which is going around telling fat people it's okay to be fat. No, it's not okay to be fat. And until somebody fucking tells you to your fucking face that it's not fucking okay to fucking be fat, you're going to keep being fat. The only thing that's going to fucking motivate you to stop being fat is for you to be fucking ridiculed for being fat at every fucking opportunity. That's when you're going to fucking change. Because as long as being fat is okay, you're not going to change. And this is my policy with statist. Right? Most of you people out there are statist because when you sit there and say, well, I support Obama murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, he's doing this for our own good. When you say stupid shit like that, all the other fucking statists around you look at you and go, oh yes, Obama, he's the Messiah. He loves us. He cares. I read some quote from some stupid bitch who said that she likes the phrase Obamacare because it makes her think that Obama cares about her. And that's such a wonderful thing. See, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody who says something that fucking stupid should be ridiculed. Obamacare is a fucking bailout for the health insurance corporations. That's all it is. Obama does not give a fuck about you. You are a goddamn slave to that piece of shit. You are a fucking tool. You are tax cattle. And if you believe some shit like that, you need to be told to your face that you're a stupid fucking bitch. And that's what I'm here for. I am not here to fucking be nice to your feelings. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You want people like me to be put in prison. You want us to be silenced. You want us to die. I do not give a fuck about your goddamn feelings. And the more I shit in your face and the more I ridicule you for your stupid fucking beliefs, your stupid shit like, well, it's at the government, who's gonna build roads? The more I make fun of you for this shit, the more it might fucking sink in that you're a fucking idiot and you might start to fucking think. Now, I doubt it, because 99% of you out there, you're sheeple, you can't think. You are genetically, mentally, emotionally, you are inferior to people who are not statist. That's why you're a statist, because you're inferior. That's why you need welfare. That's why you need WIC. That's why you need to fucking have the government provide you everything, because you are inferior. And I'm not going to stop making fun of you. The more I make fun of you and the more I take your inferiority and shove it in your face, the more you might fucking wake up. Reason number two, my feelings get hurt every day. What makes you special? This always amazes me when some fucking statist says, well, you shouldn't say mean things like that. You're gonna hurt my feelings. Well, you know what? My feelings get hurt all the fucking time. I read a newspaper, my feelings get hurt. When I fucking watch television, news, TV news, it makes me sick. My feelings get hurt. When I hear that Obama has murdered more people and that you cocksuckers are just on your knees sucking his cock and swallowing his cum, it hurts my feelings, right? When I hit on some hot chick and she tells me to go fuck myself, it hurts my feelings. When I'm walking across the room and I slam my toe into the fucking foot of the table, because I do that all the time here in the office, it hurts. Okay, my fucking feelings get hurt all the goddamn time. What makes you so fucking special that you think your fucking feelings are so goddamn important that they shouldn't be hurt? I mean, this is selfishness. This is nothing but pure fucking selfishness on your part. Number three, why do you think your feelings are more important than killing people? Again, it's like you people support the government. The government murdered your fucking feelings. The government exterminated the American Indians. Fucking put Japanese people in concentration camps. Tuskegee experiment. It zaps American soldiers with radiation to see what it does. Give American soldiers LSD to see what it does. American government, war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, war in Vietnam, war in Korea, all the people that are in prison in the drug war, the war on terror, Guantanamo Bay, the federal government has murdered thousands, hundreds and thousands of millions of who knows fucking how many people. The government murdering people all the fucking time. For those of you who are 9/11 people, 9/11, I'm not going down the rabbit hole. Did the government know 9/11 was going to happen? Of course they fucking did. You know, do buildings that don't get hit by airplanes fall down on their own? No, usually they don't. You know, fucking Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah, right, that was blown up with a fertilizer truck. Bullshit. You got Waco, you got Ruby Ridge. I mean, the government murders people all the fucking time. So when I call you a fucking non-ethical piece of shit for supporting a government, supporting the government that murders people, you go, well, you hurt my feelings. Well, what about the feelings of all the people that have been murdered by the government that you support? What about their fucking feelings? Have you ever thought about that? What about the feelings of all the dead people in Afghanistan and all the dead people in Iraq? What about their fucking feelings? What makes you think that other people should die for your personal benefit, but nobody should say anything that hurts your fucking feelings? Okay, number four. I'm not looking to convince or persuade you. Right, again, this goes back to what I started with. You hurt my feelings. If you were nicer, you could convince people. I'm not fucking trying to convince you. I'm not trying to fucking persuade you. I want you to shut the fuck up and leave me alone. I am not, all I'm interested in is you. Well, what I'm interested in is not having the state. But not having the state doesn't require me to persuade or convince you. And I am not interested in persuading or convincing you. You're evil and you're stupid. And there is no persuading or convincing you. Furthermore, I think this is actually somewhere else on the list. But now it is, so I'll just save it for then. Okay, number 5. You're not my equal. Part of the reason I'm fucking so rude to you is because you're not equal to me. You are inferior to me. Here's my quick test for determining who is my equal and who is not my equal. First of all, if you're a statist, you're not my equal. But second of all, if there's any aspect of your life, your existence, your belief systems, whatever, that I can't make fun of, that means you're not my equal. For example, we live in a country where you can't make fun of fat people. If you make fun of fat people, oh, you're making you're mean. Okay, fat people are not my equal, because you can make fun of my weight. You can make fun of how much I weigh. You know, like, what do you call them? The who is it that whines all the time? Oh, the Muslims with their Muhammad thing. You know, you can't show pictures of Muhammad. You can't make fun of Muhammad. Well, you can make fun of everybody else's religious icons. You can make fun of Jesus. You can make fun of Buddha. You know, with atheists, you can make fun of atheists. You can make fun of all of them, but you can't make fun of Muhammad. Oh, no. That's how we know that Muslims are not my equal. Women. We can't make fun of women because, God, that's sexist. That's how we know women are not equal. Right? Anybody I can't make fun of is not my fucking equal. And since you're not my equal, that means I'm going to fucking ridicule you and I'm going to hurt your fucking feelings. Number 6. You can't think. Even when people reach the right conclusions, if you get there for, like, for example, what's an example? Oh, well, I mean, here's an obvious one. Murdering people. If you believe that murdering people is wrong because it's against the law to murder people, then you're just as fucking stupid. You're even worse, actually, because this is the whole problem I have with religious people. Is, you know, religious people are like, well, okay, God says thou shalt not kill. Okay, but God, the only reason you are refraining from killing is because God said not to kill, because not killing is what you have to do to go to heaven, and you want to go to heaven. So if God came out and said, thou shalt kill, you would go out and kill because you don't actually have morals. You're just doing what God tells you because you want the reward when God lets you go to heaven. Statists and statheists work exactly the same way. Well, you can't kill people. It's against the law. So what you're saying is that if it wasn't against the law, you would be okay with killing people. And of course, you are, because the government kills people all the time. It's called wars. Waco, Ruby Ridge, war on drugs. The government murders people on a regular basis. You have no fucking problem with it. You're not opposed to murder. You have no opposition to murder at all, in fact. So when you sit here and you say, you're a statist, and you say, well, murder is wrong. Well, you don't really believe that. You believe that murder is wrong for the other slaves because it's illegal for the slaves. But certainly you believe that murder is perfectly okay for the government. Right? So you may be reaching the correct conclusion when you say that murder was wrong, but you're only reaching that conclusion because your overlords in the government told you to reach that conclusion. You're still a fucking idiot, and I'm gonna make fucking fun of you, and I'm gonna hurt your fucking feelings. You choose, number 7, you choose not to experience different ideas. You call it diversity, but it is actually conformity. God, I fucking hate diversity. Diversity is, of course, the code word for conformity. I'm going to hurt your fucking feelings, because if you were really into diversity, you wouldn't be so goddamn terrified and butthurt whenever somebody has an opinion that's different than yours. When I come on this podcast and I tell you that you are a murdering piece of shit because you actively support Hussein Obama, who is a murdering piece of shit, if you actually had this open-mindedness and tolerance and desire for intellectual diversity that you claim to have, you would be okay with listening to different perspectives. And I know you say, well, but you use bad words. Well, fuck you. I can use all the fucking bad words I want. And this is always the excuse, right? People say, oh, yeah, I don't have to pay attention to you. You're using bad language. Oh, fuck you. just be, you know, and this is the whole talk pretty phenomena. This is what got Obama elected the first time around, is his ability to talk pretty while at the same time being a complete sociopath and being, in fact, exactly what the military-industrial complex needed in the president, was somebody who could talk pretty, had a, you know, was going to get a Nobel Peace Prize, was black, and was perceived as being a peace candidate, while all the time allowing the military-industrial complex to run wild with the drone warfare, killing more people, yada, yada, yada. And this hot tea is good. Number 8. I am not here to be your friend. I'm not here to be your friend, right? When I do stating the obvious, I'm insulting you. If you're a statist, I mean, if you're not a statist, if you're an anarcho-capitalist, hopefully you're laughing your way through this and finding my ranting entertaining. But for those of you who are statist, I'm not doing this to be your fucking friend. I'm doing this to make fun of you, right? My mother did not have sex with my father, do 9 months of pregnancy, lay there in the hospital for however long she happened to be there, and then put up with my bullshit for 18 years so that I could be your fucking friend while you support a man who murders other humans. Okay, that is not what I'm fucking here for. I am not here to be your friend. I am not your friend. If you're a fucking statist, I am not your fucking friend, and I don't care about your fucking feelings. Because I know you're not my friend. Because if you're a statist, I know that as soon as it benefits you, you will have me put in prison. Right? Just like the Jews who are rounded up and put in concentration camps for the benefit of other people, when the moment comes, people who believe in freedom, people who are ANCAPs, people like the Free State Movement, I found across some interesting information that a number of people in the Free State Movement over in New Hampshire who are young and healthy have all mysteriously died. That, you know, and that sort of thing. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, no. They're all in the same movement, and they're all young, and they're all healthy, and they're dying unexpectedly at a higher rate than people their age normally die. That's not a conspiracy. Those are just statistical pieces of informational fact. I mean, people like you, who are statist, need people like me, who are not statist, to be killed in order for you to continue your fucked up way of life, in order for you to continue being a parasite off people who actually work, in order for you to continue having a government that murders people in foreign countries and prints money and does all the other shit the government does. You need people like me to be dead in order for you to continue to live in the lap of luxury that you're living in. Okay? And this is why I don't give a fuck about your fucking feelings. Number 9, if you don't like your feelings, if you don't like having your feelings hurt by being called stupid, stop being stupid. Don't expect me to change my behavior to accommodate you. My behavior towards you reflects your behavior. And again, this is, you know, people, what the hell? How'd I go from 9 to 10 on the list? I mean, 9 to 11. I skipped number 10. That's awesome. If you're being stupid and you don't like being called stupid, stop being stupid. Again, if you're fat, you don't like people making fun of you for being fat, stop being fat. It's, yeah. If you're stupid, I'm calling you a stupid statist because you're a stupid statist. Again, this though is the hallmark of statism. Is expecting other people to change for you, right? You sit here and you think to yourself, I am a statist. I support my Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama says that everybody has to buy Obamacare, and if you don't, you have to pay more taxes. And if you don't pay those taxes, you're going to go to jail. And that's a wonderful thing. And it never occurs to you that when the people around you call you stupid for thinking that, that maybe you should stop thinking something that's stupid and then they'll stop thinking you're stupid. No, no, no. Your thought is, well, these people need to stop making fun of me for being stupid. They need to drink the Kool-Aid like I've drunk it. They need to understand that Obama is the Messiah and Obamacare is the law now and you have to obey the law. I got an email from my mother. My mother is just this fucking massive fucking statist and God, she cannot stop sucking Obama's cock. talking about these stupid people who say they're not going to buy Obamacare and they have to buy healthcare now because it's the law. And it just makes me sick. I mean, the people like my mother are the people who put the Jews in the concentration camps, right? Well, those Jews have to move out of the ghetto. It's the law. I mean, these are the people who fucking put the Japanese people in concentration camps. Well, those Japanese people, they have to go to the concentration camp. It's the law. You know, this fucking obsession you fucking statists have with just obeying the fucking law. Because you have no fucking morals. You have no fucking intelligence. And this is why I don't give a fuck about your fucking feelings. Number 11, because there's no number 10 on my list. Statists think if you disagree with them, there is something wrong with you. Either they pray for you or they preach diversity. I know something is wrong with you and I do neither. There's this person who disagrees with me and wow, look at all this evidence, but I'm going to ignore that. Why? Because the Bible says so. Or, oh, look at this person with all this evidence and 9 years of thinking and rationalizing about this stuff, but this person says it's wrong to kill people. But Obama said it's okay to kill people, so I'm going to go with that. There must be something wrong with you. My favorite, I unfriended people on Facebook, which is always a good idea, but I did it for political reasons when this one idiot that I used to be friends with, real friends, not Facebook friends. Anyhow, with this thing, here comes the train, of course. Goddamn land whale. Go away. As a libertarian, statists frequently like to refer to us libertarians as being immature. This fucking name calling, right? Because we can figure out who would build roads without the government, and because we think it's wrong to kill people, that means we're obviously immature. The problem must be us. How dare you fucking anarcho-capitalists and libertarians be so immature that you think the government killing people is wrong? There's obviously something wrong with you. No, kids, no. There's something fucking wrong with you. Those of you who are statist, those of you who believe the government should murder other humans for your personal fucking benefit, there is something wrong with you. It's not us, the ANCAPs and the libertarians, who are broken. It's you who are broken. And I don't need you to fucking tell me about diversity, and I don't need you to fucking pray for me. Number 12, you send the state to kill people for you. I'd be able to respect you if you killed the people you don't like yourself. You'd be scum, but at least respectable scum. I mean, this is the whole war on drugs, right? So, for example, we want people who do drugs to be arrested and put in cages. Okay, look, if you want people who do drugs to be arrested and put in cages, well, why don't you go fucking do it? Why do you have to take my money away from me in the form of taxes and use my tax money to create this system that goes out and puts people who do drugs in cages? Right? If you want those people in Afghanistan to die so fucking badly, instead of taking my tax money and having the government spy on me and building flying robots and sending, why don't you go over to Afghanistan with a gun? And why don't you shoot those people if you want them to die so fucking badly that you're willing to just lick Obama's asshole and just fucking make and support taxes and support the military industrial? You want those people to die so fucking bad. Why don't you just go do it yourself? And of course, the answer is because you're a fucking coward. That's what statism is. Statism exists because people like you, who are sheep, you want all these benefits of having a government that kills the people you don't like, takes things away from other people, and redistributes it to you, yada, yada, yada. But you don't want to do any of this yourself, right? I mean, if you want fucking welfare, why don't you fucking give your money to poor people? You want people to have food stamps? Why don't you go to the grocery store and buy them some fucking food? You want all this stuff so badly, but you're not willing to do any of it yourself. But you're certainly willing to have the government pass laws, put people in prison, kill people when they resist, yada, yada, yada. 13. You willingly consent to the state. You willingly obey the state. You do this of your own free will. This is one of the biggest reasons I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Nobody is forcing you to pay taxes. Nobody is forcing you to support Obama. Nobody's forcing you to vote for Obama. When you go out there and you vote for Obama, you actively say, yes, Obama, I want him to be my leader. And what kind of fucking intelligent person needs a leader? When you say the government is good, when you support the government, you are supporting this organization. I don't want to go off on what the state is and isn't, yada yada. When you support the state, when you support the powers that be, when you support the system, not just ignore it, but when you actively go out of your way to support it, you are saying that you support this system that kills people. You support the system that imprisons people. You support the system that violates its own supposed ethical beliefs, right? I mean, why is it illegal to kill people? Because supposedly killing people is wrong. Okay, the government kills people. If you actually think the government has never killed anybody, you might want to get a fucking clue. So the government is doing things that are wrong by their own admission. That's why the government makes it illegal to kill people, because killing is wrong. Right? The government kills people. Therefore, the government's doing something that's wrong. You support that government. Actively supporting the government is no different than holding down a woman while another man rapes her. You can sit there and say, well, my dick didn't go inside of her. It doesn't fucking matter. You are actively supporting the rapist. When you actively support the government, it doesn't matter that you personally did not shoot Vicky Weaver in the head with a sniper rifle while she was holding her baby and was unarmed. It doesn't matter that you personally didn't pull the trigger. You held Vicky Weaver down so that the sniper could shoot her. Every dead person in Afghanistan, you held that person down so that the government could kill them. And you don't have a problem with that. And that's why I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You not only actively support the government, which murders people, but you know the government murders people. I mean, is there any of you out there who are statists who really think that in the war in Afghanistan, nobody's died? Do any of you really think that Guantanamo Bay is like a spa resort where everybody's just hanging out, doing like facials and got cucumbers over their eyes and getting massages and shit? All of you know this stuff is going on, but you don't care because you're fucking selfish, and that's why I don't care about your fucking feelings. Let's move on. 14. You have opinions on things you don't actually read. Don't read the headline, read the whole piece. Why do you think your opinion on something you have no knowledge about is valuable? I love this one. I love when people try to talk to me about politics or whatever. It's like, I'm not going to be nice to you when it's clear that your only understanding of a topic is because you saw a fucking bumper sticker. A great story about this, it doesn't involve me. I hate stories that don't involve me. It's a great story, I don't hear my name in it. Michael Dean was talking one time where some statist wanted to discuss, you know, why he was wrong and how great the state is, yada, yada, yada. And Michael said, okay, well, look, here's the thing. I'll have this conversation with you. Here's a link to a PDF file. I forget the name of what he sent the person to. I want to say it might have been Anatomy of the State. But yeah, it was like a 40-page PDF file that talks about what the state is, the problems of the state, yada, yada, sort of sits the ground. Michael said, you read this, and then we can have this discussion. And the person says, well, I don't have time to read a 40-page document. And this is what I'm talking about. This is why I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You want to come to me and fucking talk about how Obama's the Messiah or how we need the government to build roads or whatever. Okay, great. How much of your life have you spent educating yourself on any of this, and why do I give a fuck about your opinion, right? For the average person, and I mean the average, I mean the 99% of you out there, for you to fucking come up and try to talk to me about philosophy, about politics, about economics, It's like me going into a hospital, going into the fucking surgical opera, surgical theater. I couldn't remember the name of what I wanted to say there. Me going into the surgical theater where a neurosurgeon is performing brain surgery and going up to him and trying to fucking tell him how to do brain surgery. I don't know jack fuck shit about brain surgery. But when you come to me and you want to talk to me some shit about how Obamacare is great and how it's going to work or how the Fed was, the, you know, currency isn't Fed, isn't, fuck. How the dollar bill is not fiat, whatever. You want to talk to me about any fucking thing about politics, economics, just shut the fuck up. You have no idea what you're talking about. I have spent over 9 fucking years of my life reading books, thinking, actually thinking, not just reading the book and mindlessly believing what's in it, but actually thinking about it. Watching videos, watching shit tons of Stefan Molyneux, Larkin Rose, listening to people. I've already been where you are. I've already been a fucking liberal Democrat. I've already been a conservative Republican. If anybody is immature, it's you people who are Republicans and Democrats, because I outgrew that stupid shit a long time ago. I am the fucking neurosurgeon, and you're the homeless guy on the street who's wandering in thinking you're going to tell me how to do neurosurgery. You're not. You're going to shut the fuck up. And I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up because I don't give a fuck about your goddamn opinions, because your opinions about this stuff are fucking uninformed. And there's no, I'm not going to pretend that your uninformed opinions have value. And this is one of the biggest faults in our society right now. This is, of course, the entire fault behind the entire concept of democracy. Democracy is, you know, this whole idea that all you fucking idiots who went out and voted for either Obama or Romney, I mean, none of you have a fucking clue what you're, none of you understand any of this shit. Let's pretend for a moment that Obama and Romney aren't, you know, just complete fucking morons. But let's just like one segment of this. So you got Obama standing there, you got Romney standing there, both of them espouse that they've got some plan for healthcare or whatever. All right, so in order for you to vote on which of these healthcare plans is better, first of all, both of them have to actually articulate the healthcare plan they have with some kind of detail. Neither of them did, because neither of them knew. But then second of all, that means you have to be smart enough to evaluate, will the healthcare plan work? So you have to have an intimate understanding of healthcare, the healthcare system. You have to have an intimate understanding of economics. And you have to have an intimate and detailed understanding of the plans, which is impossible because when they were both running for office, neither of them actually had any kind of a fucking plan. And yet somehow or another, you think your opinion matters. Two people are running for president. They have opinions about foreign policy. Well, the only way you can make a judgment about which of those foreign policy opinions is the most correct is for you to be some kind of fucking foreign policy expert. You're not. This is why you should shut the fuck up, okay? If you're fixing a motor, if you're repairing a diesel engine, I'm not going to come and fucking tell you how to repair a diesel engine because I don't fucking know, okay? If you're doing neurosurgery, I'm not going to tell you how to do neurosurgery because I don't fucking know. When it comes to politics, economics, philosophy, statism, don't fucking try to argue with me. Don't come at me with some shit you read on a fucking bumper sticker. Don't come at me with some shit you read in some feminist fucking blog. Don't come at me with some shit that Obama said, because no, I don't give a fuck. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I'm not going to pretend you do. You're a stupid motherfucker. You're talking about something you don't understand. You need to shut the fuck up and listen and think, and maybe you might learn something. Maybe one day you might figure out that murdering people for your fucking benefit is wrong. All right, where in the hell was I? That was number 14. Number 15. You 99%ers will murder me at any opportunity via the state and cheer my death, but you want me to care about your feelings. I think I covered this already. It doesn't matter. The day is coming, I've already said this on the podcast, when I will be killed by the government. The state at some point is going to have to kill people like me. Okay? It's going to happen. Like I said, they're already knocking off people in the fucking New Hampshire, or you got the Free State Project. And Adam Kokesh is still in jail as far as I know. Of course, I don't know a lot about that situation, but I heard that he went to Washington, D.C. with a shotgun or something. I don't know. Adam Kokesh, he sometimes goes off the deep end a little bit, so I don't know why he's in prison. But the point is, at some point, the government, the state, will have to kill people like Ben Stone and Michael Dean and Nima Vedati and Stefan Molyneux and myself. Not that I put myself in a league with them, but the point is, people, because more and more people are beginning to identify themselves publicly as voluntarists, as libertarians, as ANCAPs. I don't really like libertarians because libertarians are just Republicans. Republicans are really trying hard to steal the word libertarian because Republican has become a bad word. But voluntarists, people who are openly voluntarist and openly ANCAP, they're going to have to die in order for this state to live. And this is the fucking writing on the wall. And unlike a lot of people, such as Ben Stone, I think Ben Stone thinks that things are going to get better eventually. And his eventually is in sort of near future-ish, like, you know, 50 years or something maybe. I don't know. I don't want to speak for Ben Stone. I think things are going to get a lot worse before the crumble happens, and I'm pretty sure there is going to, at some point, be in this country a purge, an ideological purge, where people like myself are going to be rounded up, and we're going to be exterminated, and that's going to happen for you. You're going to be supporting this, because I'm sitting here saying Obamacare isn't going to work, because I'm not stupid, and you can see, I mean, it's not going to work. We're not doing a podcast about that now, so I won't go into details. I'm sitting here saying that killing people in foreign countries with flying robots is wrong, right? The state cannot continue to exist and to have support from idiots like you if people like me are pointing out that killing people with flying robots in foreign countries is wrong. We are going to have to be killed. We will have to be silenced for the state to maintain itself, for you to keep getting your football and your bonbons and your Bud Light and your cable TV. And those are the things that are really important to you. And that's why I don't give a fuck about your feelings, okay? Because to you, cable TV and Cheetos is more important than the fact that the people you support in the state are murdering other people. Number 16, why are you so important? I need to persuade you. You're just a slave. Now, this is an important one for you to understand also. When people come at me and they say, well, but great one, if you weren't such an asshole, you know, you could persuade me that you're right. Whoa, hold on. Hold everything. All right, hold on. Let me drop my pants and you can suck my fucking balls. Who the fuck are you that you think I need to persuade you that I'm right? Who the fuck are you that I'm supposed to devote some portion of my existence to persuading you that killing other people is wrong? Okay, first of all, if you can't figure that out on your own, you're not very bright. But second of all, you know, if you want me to persuade, first of all, if you want to be persuaded that anarcho-capitalism is the way to go, go to badquaker.com and listen to Ben Stone's podcast. Because Ben Stone and also Stefan Molyneux are the two people in this philosophical realm of thinking who do the persuading. I mean, if you want to persuade somebody, if you have somebody in your life and you want to persuade them, or if you're willing to be persuaded by reason and evidence and over a long period of time, that's where you send them, because those are the two intellectual giants in the anarcho-capitalist movement, right? I am not here to fucking persuade you. I have shit to do. If you want me to persuade you, then you need to fucking pay me to be essentially your tutor and to take you through this step by step, to spend hours and days and weeks and months leading you through why the state is wrong, why the state is immoral, you know, how freedom works, why people, if there weren't a government, why people wouldn't run out into the streets and start killing each other, all this other. Or you can just go back and listen to all of my podcasts. In fact, listen from the beginning when I'm a right-wing minarchist and listen to me as I progress, and that might help. But this idea that you're going to come to me and we're sitting here, and I say, for example, Obamacare is bullshit, and you say, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, you need to persuade me. No, I don't. I do not need to stop what I'm doing and fucking persuade you of anything, okay? You, if you fucking want to be persuaded that killing people is wrong and that freedom is the right way to go, fucking go do that on your time. The resources are out there, okay? I didn't make my fucking leap from left-wing liberal Democrat to fucking ANCAP by having other people persuade me. I did all of this mental heavy lifting myself on my time by thinking really fucking hard and by studying lots of material and by exposing myself to different ideas instead of just shoving my head up my ass and believing everything on television, okay? I have no fucking duty or obligation or interest in persuading you. You can go fuck yourself. Your political philosophy is based on murdering people so you can have what you want, and I'm not going to respect your stupid opinions. I'm going to shit on your opinions and wipe my ass with your face. And it's true. State is, you know, it's the bread and circuses of the Roman Empire. As the Roman Empire was crumbling, you know, they did the bread, they did the circus, they sacrificed all the Christians, they invaded, they did all of this stuff to keep the population complacent, to keep money coming into the Roman Empire so they keep giving out handouts. It's the same thing in the United States right now today. Statism is, you know, we're in this period where things are going to go bad soon. Things are going to start to break up. And the state realizes it's got to keep the masses pacified so that you will continue to be obedient to the Messiah. And this is why the state is running around. You know, we got the war on terror, we got the war on drugs, we got the war in Afghanistan, we got all of this gun in the room, we got all of this violence. All of this is being done to pacify you because you need to have your hand held. You need to be babysat by the state. You need all of these things. You're so fucking selfish that you turn a blind eye to the actions of the state, the actions of the government, because it's all about what's in it for you. You want your fucking food stamps. You want your fucking WIC. You want your fucking welfare. You want your goddamn tax breaks. I'm always right. Fuck you. Does that hurt your fucking feelings? When I say I'm right, does it hurt your little fucking feelings? Do I look like I care about your fucking clothes? Randy, what are we going to do? I only made it to 17. I still got to get down to 26. Two podcasts or go long? Going long. And normally that would be when I stop talking, because that's the normal established length for an episode of Stating the Obvious. But since I can't shut the fuck up, and since I'm long-winded, we're going to wrap this up. We still got a few. All right, number 18. To my fellow libertarians and anarcho-capitalists, if you want freedom, then at some point you're going to have to fucking offend somebody. I got this from, there's a stage play called 1776. It's actually a musical, I don't usually like musicals, but 1776 is one of my favorite musicals. And there's a line in there at some point where they're in the Continental Congress and they're debating the wording of the Declaration of Independence. And one of the delegates says, well, blah, 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 we should remove such and such line or phrase or whatever because it might be offensive to the people of England or offensive to Parliament or something like that. And John Adams stands up and says something to the effect of, damn it, man, this is a revolution. We have to offend somebody. And this is how I feel about the anarcho-capitalist movement to a certain extent. Like I've already said, there's a place for persuasion. Ben Stone and Stefan Molyneux do that. That's the persuasion arm of the anarcho-capitalist movement. And they're necessary, and I respect them, and that's great. I am not in the persuasion arm, okay? The state is murdering people. The state makes people into slaves. The state needs to be destroyed. At some point, those of us in the anarcho-capitalist and voluntarist movement, we're gonna have to fucking offend somebody, okay? You're not going to live free of the state without fucking offending someone sometime. That's my job. I am here to offend the statist. I am here to tell you that if you voted for Obama, you're a low-life, cock-sucking piece of shit who is no better than a Nazi. I am here to tell you that if you voted for Obama, you are the person who holds down a woman while another man rapes her. If you voted for Obama or Romney, you are the person who put the Jews in the concentration camps. If you voted for Obama or Romney or any other politician, you are the person who helped to exterminate the American Indians. Okay? You support the state. You are a murderer. If it hurts your fucking feelings, I don't fucking care. Because at some point, if we want to get rid of the state, we're gonna have to fucking offend somebody. So I'm just getting the ball rolling on that. Number 19, you know the fat kid that gets picked last when choosing teams? That's you when it comes to philosophy. I don't want to convert or persuade you because I don't want you on my team. That's another thing. People say, well, but if you convert, if you persuade me, then I'll join you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. That goes back to the arrogance of people who come to me and think that I'm supposed to persuade them. I've actually had people say, well, you know, if you persuade people that anarcho-capitalism is right, then they'll join you. They'll be on your team. It's like, whoa, I don't want the fat kids on my team. I'm interested in winning. I'm not interested in a fucking popularity contest. I'm interested in being right. When I say that killing other people is wrong and the government shouldn't kill people, I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm not trying to get the fat people to be on my team. I'm saying what I'm saying because it's right. I don't want to fucking persuade you so that you will. If you believe that the government should be killing people in Afghanistan with flying robots, you're a fucking idiot. I don't fucking want you on my team. You are inferior. You're the fat kid. Okay, we're playing dodgeball. I don't want the fat kid on my team. Number 20, teacher shocking students, puppies, experiments. Most people kill if they are told to do so. You can't communicate intelligently with these people about something as abstract as non-aggression principle. All right, so that's, I gotta detail that out. Hold on. I gotta get a drink of water too. Yes, I know. Randy's also telling me that if I talk with my face towards the microphone, it sounds better than when I turn like this and talk with my back to the microphone. It was the Milgram experiments, and there's also was a variation I read about on the Milgram experiments. And I'm not going into a bunch of detail on this. You can use this thing called the internet to find this information. If you're, again, yeah, I'm not here to fucking spend hours of my life educating you. Fucking do it yourself. Fuck you. I hope that fucking hurt your feelings. But in the Milgram experiments and in all the follow-ups of this, they found that people, average, you know, people, college students, when told to do so by a person in authority, by a person wearing a lab coat, will administer electric shocks to other humans or to animals, even to the point of potentially killing or harming them. I mean, how do you fucking think, you know, the prison industrial complex works because so many of you out there are willing to put other people in cages. The Japanese people were put in concentration camps because so many people were willing to put Japanese people in concentration camps. The American Indians were exterminated because so many people were willing to exterminate them. The Tuskegee experiment took place because so many people were willing to allow it to happen. The Jews were gassed in the concentration camps because people were willing to allow it to happen. People are being murdered right now in foreign countries by flying robots because you're willing to allow it to happen. The TSA is touching 8-year-old boys' penises in airports because you're willing to allow it to happen. You people willingly allow all of these things to happen because you have no fucking morals and because you're stupid. And there is no reason that I should be nice to you. You are standing there watching people kill other people and doing nothing about it. And you think I'm supposed to give a fuck about your fucking feelings. You're wrong. You are completely fucking wrong. And then, as I said, when you're the kind of person who will not just stand by while this happens, but when you're the kind of person who, when told by an authority figure, will administer electrical shocks to another human or to an animal, when you're that kind of person, when you're the kind of person who doesn't just know the concentration camp is there, you're not just the kind of person who is a guard at the concentration camp, but when you're the person who actually opens the valve that lets the gas go into the chamber that kills the Jews, the idea that I'm supposed to give a fuck about your feelings is just so incredibly sickening to me. And all of you are like that. The Milgram experiments have showed this, especially the one follow-up, and I've got a link to the PDF on this because I talked about this at length in a previous edition of Stating the Obvious not too long ago. You could probably go find it. It was in the last 3 or 4 months maybe. But especially women. Oddly enough, all of the women who participated in the study administered the highest amount of electrical shock to the puppy. A couple of the men wussed out, but you women will just mindlessly obey anything you are told by somebody in authority. And the idea that I'm supposed to not make fun of you for being fat and not talk shit about feminazis and not call you cunts, when you will fucking shock puppies because you're told to do so by a motherfucking cocksucker wearing a lab coat, there's something wrong with you. There's literally something wrong with your brain. And I'm not gonna fucking be nice to you. Number 21, I have a limited amount of time to live and many things to do, experience, and create. I don't have time to explain to some brain-dead statist why he is wrong. Changing your worldview is not important to me unless you are important to me. Odds are you are not important to me. Deal with it. I think I've really covered all of that, but that does bring up an important thing. Occasionally, I will try to introduce the concept of anarcho-capitalism, of the non-aggression principle, of property rights to other people, but only if I like you a lot. I mean, you know, because again, it's a long, hard path to go from being a piece of shit, cocksucking statist to being an anarcho-capitalist. The path to understanding the non-aggression principle, because I mean, this is really complicated, right? The idea that you shouldn't kill other people, the idea that you should not initiate aggression against other humans is so incredibly hard for the 99% of you to comprehend, right? Because, of course, it conflicts with your selfishness. Well, of course we should, I should shock puppies because the person in the lab coat told me to do so because it's in my self-interest. I mean, I can't even, like, wrap. This is one of the things, as I go further down this, it becomes harder and harder for me to think about ways to explain this because I'm so far detached. I just don't understand how, and I was like this once. That's a scary thing. Well, okay, like, because I did a couple of podcasts on this recently. Like the whole stopping at stop signs on bicycles in Fort Collins. I mean, the fact that you people out there think, okay, if this person is riding their bike and he doesn't stop at the stop sign, that the police should pull this person over and give them a ticket and take their money. And if the person doesn't want to give them money, that this person should be taken and put into a cage. And if the person doesn't want to be put in the cage and tries to get away, the person should be shot with a taser. And if the person continues to resist after getting shot with a taser, this person should be killed. I mean, for you, I can't, because I'm so far away from this now, I can't even understand how I used to rationalize the idea that riding your bicycle past a stop sign without stopping your bike and putting both feet on the ground should result in you being killed. And this is what most of you out there believe. And to make that journey from believing that people should be imprisoned and possibly killed for not obeying these just random arbitrary laws. You know, we're not talking about things like rape and murder and arson and child molesting. We're talking about stopping at stop signs. We're talking about having, you know, a plant. We're talking about not paying taxes. We're talking about not having a business license. You know, things like that. The idea that people should be imprisoned, enslaved, and possibly killed for doing things like that. To try to explain this to the average statist and to get it through their mind and to get them to understand the concepts of the non-aggression principle and property rights is really fucking difficult. And if I'm going to invest that amount of time in you, I have to like you a lot. And most of you out there, I don't like you that fucking much. Most of you out there are just tools. And deep down inside, I think you know your tools, but I know your tools. Number 22, why does what I say hurt your fucking feelings so much? Because you know it's true. As somebody smarter than me once said, and I don't know who said this, otherwise they give them credit, but it's a great quote. I read this, heard it somewhere. Pain is the feeling of stupidity leaving your body. When you listen to this podcast and I call you a cocksucking motherfucking murderer for supporting Obama, the reason it hurts your fucking feelings is because you know it's true. What time is it, Randy? I got to be somewhere at 4. Okay, we got plenty of time. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to do this till 4 o'clock. I'm wrapping this up. Really, I am. Yeah, she's heard that before. Number 23. If I'm nice to you, maybe you'll stop being a statist. Really? So if a woman is nice to a rapist, maybe he'll stop. Had the Jews been nice to the guards, maybe they wouldn't have gotten gassed. Maybe the Indians should have been nicer to the white men and they wouldn't have gotten exterminated. You need to be nice. Why? Why the fuck should I be? What the fuck is in it for me to be nice to you? If I'm nice to those of you who are statist, are you going to stop collecting income tax? Are you going to stop printing fiat currency? Are you going to stop killing people in foreign countries with flying robots? Are you going to stop the war on drugs? Are you going to stop the TSA touching 8-year-old boys' penises? I mean, for me to be nice to you, what the fuck is in it for me? And I know you're going, well, that's selfish. Oh yes, that's selfish. But all the shit you fuckers do, all the shit you have the government do for you, all the people that have been murdered by the government for you, all the fucking bullshit from the state, yada yada yada, on and on and on and on. Sounds, I fucking sound like a broken record now. What's in it for me to be nice to you? Why is being nice to you important to me? The answer is, it's not. Fuck you. 24. You take a 17-second YouTube clip out of context because you can't be bothered to watch the whole fucking video. Again, this goes back to people will not educate themselves about anything, but you want me to fucking treat you like you're intelligent. No. Nope. Not going to happen. I think I wrote this down because there was something where it was one of those things where there's a 17-second clip on YouTube where so-and-so said something and it's so offensive. And when you look at the whole thing in context, yeah, not so much. Okay, context, people. This is another reason I don't give a fuck about your fucking status and your fucking feelings, is you don't fucking understand context. You think everything is a 17-second soundbite. You think everything fits on bumper stickers. I don't have time for your shit. I don't have time for stupid people like you. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. I don't fucking care about your fucking feelings. Number 25. I don't give a fuck about your feelings because of the ways you rationalize your beliefs. And here, this is a typical train of how one of you who is a left-wing status rationalizes your belief systems. This is how you live with yourself. This is the thought process you go through that allows you to sleep at night, right? So, start here. Obama said he would close Guantanamo Bay, but Obama has not closed Guantanamo. So, either Obama will not close Guantanamo or Obama cannot close Guantanamo. If Obama will not close it, then he lied. If Obama cannot close it, then you're an idiot for believing he could close it. Therefore, your conclusion is that all Republicans are racist, and this is how you sleep at night. Now, of course, Republicans go through the same thing, you know, religious people go yada yada, but the point is, you have these belief systems which are completely detached from reality, completely detached from evidence, and that's a beautiful example of it. Obama did say he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. Well, he's president, he hasn't done it. That means either he was lying and you're stupid for believing him, or it means he can't do it, in which case, why the fuck did you elect him? So what do? You call Republicans racist instead of admitting to yourselves, Obama lied to me, maybe I shouldn't have believed his bullshit. You call other people names. And this is why there's no point in being nice to you. There's no point in trying to persuade you. And this is why I don't want you on my team. This sort of thinking is what makes you the fat kid. Your inability to look at the world around you and change your opinions based on actual evidence. Obama is killing people in Afghanistan with flying robots. This is a fucking fact. It is not an opinion. If you believe that Obama is not a murderer, then you're just fucking stupid. And I'm not gonna fucking be nice to you. And I know you think, well, Obama's not doing it. Well, remember, Adolf Hitler never gassed any Jews. Hitler never personally put a Jew in a concentration camp, but he still gets credit for it, okay? Number 26, I've been doing this for years, reading books, taking philosophy classes, podcasting, challenging my belief system, applying logic, looking for reasonable consistencies. You read bumper stickers in Huffington Post. Okay. Again, I've already covered this. I've been doing this. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I think. You don't. Okay, I don't give a fuck about your opinions. I don't give a fuck about persuading you. I don't give a fuck about you. If you want to be persuaded, if you want to learn how to change your opinion to match reality, and here's the other thing, I think this is a big problem in our society too, is the only person who can change your opinions, if I can learn how to talk, is you. You have to do the work to change your belief systems. You have to do the work to wake up to reality. You have to do the fucking work. One reason I don't care about your fucking feelings is because I don't have control over your fucking feelings. So I don't care whether you're a fucking ANCAP or whether you're a goddamn status, because I can't control that. You have to make the decision to think for yourself. You have to make the decision to stop being a status. Wow, that's quite loud. That's what I get for having the window open. Oh, did he say he's going to pull out? That was weird. All right. The true test of freedom is, quote, do you need to control what other people do, unquote. And I don't. I don't care about persuading you because I can't control you and I don't intend to try, nor do I need the drama of trying, nor do I need to have control. Wait, nor do I need to have, nor, God, I can't read. There's also the fact that this, I wrote these are like notes. I'm reading this. This probably isn't even a real sentence. Let me try this again. reading my own notes. There's a mistake. The true test of freedom is, do you need to control what other people do? And I don't. I don't care about persuading you because I can't control you, and I don't intend to try, nor do I need the drama of trying, nor do I have the need to control others that comes from a lack of ego and self-value. And I think that's also another big root cause of statism, is people who have no self-value, have no self-worth, have no ego. I mean, if you, again, I mean, this, now, and I know I used to be this way, and so it baffles me as I look back, and I can't even relate to where I used to be. But it's like at this point, you know, these people who need this ego fulfillment that comes from believing in the state, believing in the government, believing in Obama, believing in the Republican Party, you know, believing in the Denver Broncos. All of this, you know, believing in gods. All of this believing in something bigger than yourself and being a part of this movement and all this other shit. All of this comes from inferiority and insecurity. Right? I mean, if you can make your own fucking decisions, and if you're out there contributing to the good of the world around you, you don't need to believe in somebody else. You don't need to believe in the Republicans. You don't need to believe in the Democrats. You don't need to believe in the United States as some concept. People who need to believe in these things to give their lives meaning need that because their lives have no meaning. If your life has meaning, you don't need that shit. And ultimately, if you're that much of a dumb fuck that your life has no meaning and you know it to the point where, you know, the most exciting things in your world are Obama got reelected and the Denver Broncos won a game and the new season of Breaking Bad came out. I mean, if that is the bigger things that compose your identity and that you need these politicians to be your leaders, and for them to provide you with healthcare, and for them to tell you what kind of food to eat, and for them to make laws to protect you, then maybe the problem is your lack of intelligence, your lack of self-esteem, your lack of ability to, whoa, hold on. I'd fuck her, I think. Nice ass. What was I talking about? What? Randy's saying nothing, you're finished. Good try. I know I was talking about something really important. Not important enough for me to remember it, but important. Whoa. If you need some external force to give your life meaning, that is what makes you inferior. Superior people give their own meaning to the universe. They give their own meaning to the cosmos. They give their own meaning to the life. Superior people get up in the morning and say, I have a mission. I'm going to go accomplish things. I'm going to do things. Those of you who are statist, those of you who are inferior, you get up in the morning and you say, okay, what is Obama going to tell me is the right thing to do today? What is the right thing and the wrong thing? Well, I should see what's legal and what's illegal, because that's going to tell me how I should live my life. And ultimately, that's why I don't give a fuck about your feelings. That's why you can go fuck yourself and you can go fuck your feelings. Because you are, as far as I'm concerned, you're not even a real person in the sense that a... Distraction. You're not even a real person in the sense of a person as a moral agent. Because you have no moral agency of your own. I'm not going to define moral agency. You fucking use the internet. Right? But as a statist, you don't have your own moral agency. You adapt the moral agency given to you by the state. You are not a rational animal. You're simply a fucking slave. You're simply tax cattle. And I'm going to call you a fucking slave, and I'm going to call you tax cattle, and I'm going to fucking piss in your face, and I'm going to wipe my ass with your fucking feelings. Done.